total life stress. At least 110 years ago, Sir William Osler, the father of American medicine, talked about stress as a major contributor to disease. Of course, Hans Selye was a brilliant physician who did the greatest amount of work on stress. Stress can be physical, break your leg, too much heat, too much cold, that kind of thing, burns. It can be emotional, anger, anxiety, depression. It, of course, can be any number of other things, including electromagnetic frequencies. In general, the electromagnetic frequency you're listening to, if it's on a radio or a computer, is fairly safe. If it's on a dumb phone, it's not so safe. And there are many other kinds, especially 5G, which are unsafe. But probably the two greatest stressors in the world today, other than emotional, are fluoride in our water and nuclear energy multiplying in the atmosphere from things like Fukushima and all the testing. We have a test called Total Life Stress. You can get a link to it with this podcast and figure out how stressed you are. If your total life stress points are above 25, you're likely to have symptoms created by the stress, as well as whatever else is causing your problem. It is important to reduce your physical, chemical, emotional stress as much as possible. Stay stress-free.